This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Victims of domestic violence, usually women and often children, have tried to find whatever Thanksgiving they could. Many community shelters offer a temporary home with beds and meals and support. NPR's Noah Adams has been reporting this year on issues involving low-wage workers. He visited Lewisburg, West Virginia, to talk with staff members of the Family Refuge Center. The story begins on a downtown street corner.
The rainfall spills up over the sidewalks. The storm moves slowly across the mountains during the night. The women who work for the Family Refuge Center typically live out of town where it's cheaper. They drive old cars and keep a pair of boots in the back.
Welcome to wild and wonderful West Virginia.
Danette Condon says the water will be over her road this evening, but she would not miss a Wednesday at Greenbrier County's Family Court. It's the day for protection order hearings. Women who've been beaten or threatened appear before a judge to ask that their husbands or partners be kept away. The Refuge Center assigns advocates to help. Today, there are postponements due to the rain.
So we'll inform Ms. Quick that all the hearings have been continued.
I have three.
Most of them have been calling in.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them have been calling in, both parties.
The women's advocate job pays up to $20,000 a year, plus health insurance. Condon has a business degree. She's been a waitress, a midwife, always a feminist. Her colleague, Judy Quick, first got to know the Family Refuge Center as a victim. She'd wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, left high school when she was 16 and pregnant, didn't marry until her daughter was 11 years old.
The first 5 years, we had a good marriage, and we wanted to have a child. And my husband was a good stepfather to my daughter. When I had my son, Chavis, I noticed it seemed to be jealousy from my husband. When he would go to work, I would walk into the door, and he made the comment, and I had my son in my arms, and he said he's already coming between us. And he was a week old at the time. So from then, there was a lot of emotional abuse that started and threats.
Judy Quick left her husband, came to the Refuge Center for support and advice. Went back home once, then left for good. She is getting child support payments, but it's not enough help.
My son's in choir at school, and they're going to go to New York this year, and I have to pay $500. And you pay it in payments, so that's an extra $100 a month until April. So it's always a struggle. You know, you cut back on something else, and we just... But we manage.
Very bright in here. But this is the activity room where mostly the kids hang out. We have a little smoking area where the moms can smoke. This is part of the shelter. This is the shelter kitchen.
The Family Refuge Center maintains a shelter home for women and children. The location is not made public. There's a high fence for security, a space for dogs and cats. Sometimes an abuser will threaten to kill pets that are left behind. Inside, the residents have private bedrooms with extra beds for kids and share their meals in a large kitchen. Tonight it's turkey chili and peach cobbler.
No, you don't need a knife. You need a spoon.
I want chili.
You want cornbread?
The front door is locked at 7 p.m. A night monitor is then on duty. Two women share the job, switching off different nights. They earn $7 an hour with no benefits. Mary Jane Elliott has the duty this evening. She also works in the daytime at a dress shop downtown. Elliott's financial circumstances changed when her marriage ended.
Here I am, 60 years old, and I'm starting to look for a job again. No health insurance, and it's tough. It's very tough. And right now, based on my income, I could probably get food stamps. That's a horrible thing for someone that has, you know, a fairly qualified background to admit.
Elliot says in the night she might be called out to the hospital or to pick up a woman at the magistrate's office. Sometimes she does sleep, but the shelter can be a restless place.
If someone gets up in the middle of the night, and this happens quite frequently if they're having nightmares, it's almost like a post-traumatic stress. Because these battered women, and they don't know, you know, he's going to show up, and they're having nightmares about the beatings or whatever. And so, you know, I have to listen for that. These things are much more frightening and much more stressful than some yo-hoo, you know, showing up. frankly, I'm not afraid of them.
Does anybody else have anything for the agenda?
No, but I'd like to start.
The staff of the Family Refuge Center gets together once a week. The outreach advocates come in from their posts in Greenbrier, as well as Pocahontas and Monroe counties. The organization is run by consensus. Everyone helps decide. The Refuge Center offers workshops and counseling, legal aid, throughout the three counties. Only about 10% of the women they serve would need shelter. Monica Accord works as a child advocate. She has a college degree. She's divorced, gets support for her two kids, has a subsidized house mortgage. She makes $15,000 a year for 36 hours.
I had someone offer me a job at $25,000, which isn't a huge amount, but when I'm making $15,000 now, it's significant. And I said, you know what, I'm so happy where I'm at. It's not about production, it's about helping people. If you can pay me $40,000, call me, and otherwise, I'm happy.
Part of Monica Accord's job is interviewing children who have been sexually abused. She hears terrible things, but says she is able to let it go when she gets out of work. Others might react differently.
You know, you can't take this home with you every night. But every now and again, somebody's going to come by and you're going to take it home with you at night and you're going to worry about it and you're going to think, did I do everything I could have done?
Gloria Martin is the director of the Family Refuge Center. She spent many years as an advocate working in the courts. She recalls a young woman named Loretta, killed by her husband before he killed himself.
It was interesting when Loretta was murdered. She was a medical student. We had a detailed safety plan. And she had another medical student staying with her. And she was going to take her children to daycare on her way to school. And the other person that was with her, she said, I'll follow you. And then her car didn't start right away. And so for 10 minutes, Loretta was without somebody being right with her. And when she took her children into the daycare center, he was waiting. And he had a gun. You know, when she was murdered, I lost my voice the next day. My voice went away, and I think it was just, let's sort of describe it as a psychological scream.
In the late afternoon, at a picnic table outside the shelter, a woman is joined by her sons back from school.
And we had that contest, and it was geography. And our class got everyone right.
All right.
And then there was a...
She arrived a month earlier, frightened, bruised. Then her husband was arrested after he'd barricaded himself in their home. She's feeling safer now and is making plans to leave the shelter. She calls the jail every day to make sure her husband's still there.
You know, there were days when everything was black. I didn't have anywhere to go. I felt like I didn't have anybody. I just ran into this place, and these ladies in here are just totally awesome. I understand it's their job, but, you know, they make it seem like they're not working, like, you know, they really care. So I don't know what I would have done without it, me or my boys.
The Family Refuge Center in Lewisburg offers shelter inside and support outside for victims of domestic violence and offers jobs, many of them low wage, to women who like having a say in how the organization is run, who appreciate being able to take time off for their kids, and who want to stay and help in southeastern West Virginia. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Other stories on low-wage America and Noah's essay about his journey up Interstate 75 are at npr.org.